International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 7. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Acts 5:20. Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. 6:4. But we will continue steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the word. Colossians 3:1-2. If therefore you were raised together with Christ, seek the things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things which are above. The divine life preached, ministered, and lived by Peter overcame the Jewish leaders' persecution, threatening, and imprisonment. Acts 5:20 indicates that Peter's life and work made the divine life so real and present in his situation that even the angel saw it and pointed it out. Today's reading. Persevering in prayer has many benefits. When we set our mind on things above by praying, we will not pray for trivial matters. Instead, our prayer will be occupied with Christ's heavenly intercession, ministry, and administration. Because Christ is interceding for the churches around the world, we also pray for the churches. Our responsibility is to seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. Since the Father knows our need, He will take care of us and meet our need. When we set our mind on the things above during our times of prayer, we become a reflection of Christ's ministry in the heavens. Through our prayer, Christ, the head, is given a way to carry out His administration through His body. When we pray, we are a heavenly ambassador on earth with the extension of God's kingdom. Prayer is the way to come forward to the throne of grace. Coming forward to the throne of grace, we receive mercy and grace to meet our timely need. When we pray, approaching the throne of grace, mercy and grace will become a river flowing in us and supplying us. How rewarding this is! Another benefit of praying is related to fellowship with the Lord. We all love the Lord's presence and anointing, and we all love to have fellowship with Him. When we pray, we enter into fellowship with the Lord and become conscious of the fact that we are truly one spirit with Him and that He is actually one spirit with us. The more we pray, the more we experience being one with the Lord, and the more we enjoy His presence and have fellowship with Him. What a marvelous reward! It is always difficult at first to have a proper prayer life. But if you practice this for a long period of time, it will get easier and easier, for you will realize the rewards of praying. For a normal Christian walk, we need to set our mind on things above, have the renewing of the new man, have the peace of Christ arbitrating in us, and allow the word of Christ to inhabit us. Prayer ushers us into the reality of these four things and keeps us in this reality. Psalm 68:27 mentions the princes of Zebulun. Dwelling at the shore of the sea, Galilee, for a haven of ships, Zebulun typifies Christ as the shore of the evangelists for the transportation and spreading in the preaching of God's gospel. On the day of Pentecost, at least 120 gospel ships, all of whom were Galileans, set out to spread the gospel. Psalm 68:27 also speaks of the princes of Naphtali. Naphtali typifies Christ as the one who is released from death in resurrection, signified by the hind of the dawn, and gives goodly words for the preaching of His gospel. In resurrection, Christ came to His disciples and charged them to disciple the nations. People of both Zebulun and Naphtali were men of Galilee, from whom the gospel of Christ has been spread, preached, and propagated. This is the end of today's morning revival.